Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. On today's program, we talk with Marcia Peeler about the open table meals and their changes for the COVID-19 outbreak.
The open table community meal at First United Methodist Church. First of all, just kind of talk about what that is and before we get into some of the changes obviously brought on by recent events.
The open table meal has been served weekly at the Methodist Church since 2013. And we serve anywhere from 65 to 100 every week. And it is open to anybody that wants just a good meal and a community fellowship atmosphere.
Well, obviously, that had to go through some changes due to the recent COVID-19 outbreak. So kind of talk about, first off, some of those changes before we kind of get to the implementing these specific changes. Kind of talk about that process of what you went through to decide some of those changes.
So the very first week when concerns were heightening, we usually have a salad bar and an open dessert bar that we moved to being served from the window rather than where people were just, you know, openly breathing on top of that. That was our first week's change. Last week, last Tuesday, we went to a carryout only. We had people come into the front entry of the church and they could grab prepackaged styrofoam meal, pick a prepackaged dessert, and then head out. We're going to make one more change this week and make it a drive-through carryout. So the process now will be, there is a entrance off of Salem to the back side of the Methodist Church. It is under an awning there, or an overhang. And you come off of Salem, we're going to go under the awning. That will put the driver next to the church. We will come out and ask how many, and then we will go back in and grab that amount. And then we're asking people to either open their back trunk or back hitch or their side door on a van, and we will set it in there, and then they can be on their way. They'll exit through the parking lot onto, it'll be B Street at that point.
Okay, perfect. So. And I know that you're also supposed to just obviously practice social distancing, but then I believe it's just recommended that basically one person comes, correct?
One person comes per family, and we will kind of keep our distance when we ask how many you want, and then we'll try to keep our distance at the point that we're loading them into, both for the safety of the people driving and our volunteers also.
Well, if someone didn't know about the community table meals, kind of talk about what they should know and, you know, who they should contact if they wanted to participate in this.
So, like I said, we've been doing this since 2013. We try to serve a really well-balanced meal. We try to make it a very family-friendly. There are definitely people that come because I think it's become a social thing for them on Tuesday nights. They come with other people that they look forward to seeing on Tuesday, and they sit together at a table and they enjoy a meal. It is a free meal open to the public. We have an announcement time. We do say grace. That's our only religious aspect of it. But and then we just enjoy each other's company and a really good meal. I'm trying to create a text list to keep people updated and communicate to the open table patrons. And so if they want to text me, you know, put open table, put their name and how many in their family. And then I'm going to keep a running list of that and then try to keep a text list and inform people of any changes that might be happening. I also might use that as a way for them to reserve some meals so I can have if there's a family of six and I can prepackage that and have that kind of ready to go before they even drive up. So my number is 515-210-0835.
And we'll make sure to get that out there as well. And I did want to give you a chance to talk about the volunteers involved with this. I know this is, you know, for people who like to serve and like to provide that community, this is obviously a little bit difficult, but I think those volunteers are still working as hard as they can to provide that service.
Absolutely. We have this wonderful core of volunteers, both from our church and from the community. Many of them are not even associated with our church. They are the people that just want to give of their time and energy. And I could not do this without the wonderful, wonderful volunteers we have. And they are dedicated every week. And we are so efficient and get things done really well and put out a really good meal and clean up afterwards. And normally we try to be very green, and we use all, you know, dishes and plates and silverware, and we have a wonderful dishwashing crew, but in this time we're going to have to go a little less green and use the styrofoam and the plasticware. But it's a wonderful team of volunteers, and I couldn't thank them enough for their dedication.
All right, well, one final time, the open table meals every Tuesday. When, where, and how could people go?
Yeah. Every Tuesday, 5:15 to 6:15, First United Methodist Church. That is at 301 Ashland. For this, we're going to exit off of Salem. So that second block off of Salem, you'll come in to that parking. It's a little driveway, and you'll come in and drive under the awning, and we will get you your carryout, and then you can exit on B Street.
Once again, that was Marcia Peeler discussing Open Table Meals. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KMIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.